The first dibrot consists not only of the mitzvah or the iser, but also of an explanation or an implication of it. The end of the Aseret HaDibrot consists of lo tases, lo tirtzach, lo tinaf, lo tignov, lo tana v'reyecha etshaka, lo tachmod beit reyecha. There are six lo tases, because lo tachmod appears twice, lo tachmod beit reyecha, and lo tachmod eshet reyecha. And it's interesting that the two are separated. If you look carefully at the six lo tases, you see that they subdivide into two groups. The first are just the lo tase, lo tirtzach, lo tinaf, lo tignov. The second three add the word reyecha, lo tana v'reyecha eitshaker, lo tachmod beit reyecha, lo tachmod eshet reyecha. One can say that the relationship between the two pairs of three is that the first group of three, is talking about actions that are objectively problematic, ritzicha, niuf, and gneva. The second three are more subtle forms. You can kill without actually lifting your hand. You can kill by testifying falsely about your friend. You can, instead of stealing your friend's home, you can desire your friend's home. Instead of sleeping with your friend's wife, you can desire her. And these are also things that are usur, not just the action, but the more subtle level. The inappropriate way of relating to reyecha, even if the action per se is not actual ritzicha or gneva, etc. And from here we learn the severity of actions that may objectively be less significant, but have similar results. For example, the Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Nun Chet tells us, "Kol hamal bim pnei chavero berabim, ki'ilu shofech damim." If you embarrass your friend in public, it's as if you've killed them. You didn't raise your hand. You didn't actually kill, but it has the same level of severity. Lo tirtzach, lo tana v'reyecha et shaker, and even situations where you don't actually kill. In Mishlei Perek Yudchet, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, we're told, Mavet v'chayim biyad halashon, v'ohaveha yochal pirio. Life and death can hinge on how one uses their tongue to embarrass, as the Gemara we just mentioned in Bava Metzia says, or famously, as we know from the Gemara in Erech and Daf Tesvav, Lashon Hara is viewed as something that can kill. Ma yad mimisa af lashon mimisa, says the Gemara there based on the Pasuk of Mavet v'chayim biyad lashon. In fact, the Gemara in Erech and Daf Tesvav tells us that when a person speaks Lashon Hara, he can kill three people. He can kill the person he's speaking about, he can damage the person he's speaking to, and even he himself, as he focuses on negativity, can destroy himself as well. And this is the lesson embedded in the Aseret HaDibrot in the end, where we move from the objective, clear, extreme actions of Ritzicha, Niof, and Gneva to the more subtle forms of how we relate to each other, lo tana v'reyecha etshecha, lo tachmod beit reyecha, and lo tachmod eshet reyecha.